In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen.
Congratulations, we have passed the first week in the Holy Lent. And as you know, we have 7 laps to do. We've passed the first lap, and then we enter the 8th, which is the most holy week of the year. And today, as you heard in the Gospel, we read the Gospel of the Treasures. And we'll quickly cover 3 points that we can learn from today's reading. First point is about treasure. The second point is about petitions. And the third point is about who's my master. So first, what is treasure? Of course, as we all know, treasure is something that's valuable. And at the beginning of today's gospel, the Lord says clearly, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. And when the Lord gives, he's not giving advice or an opinion. As we know, when the Lord Jesus Christ speaks, he's giving a commandment. So there's no option. And this goes actually against a modern-day incorrect teaching where some believe that we have a God-given right to be prosperous and rich here on earth. And of course, God doesn't want his children to suffer, but he definitely does permit a little suffering here on earth so that it leads us to an eternal life of happiness, riches, and glory. As we all know, God does permit suffering in the forms of sickness or poverty or any trials. So this modern day movement, which is called prosperity theology or prosperity gospel, is very dangerous because it's short-sighted and emphasizes prosperity here on earth at the expense of losing our prosperity forever in heaven. This dangerous, incorrect teaching says that we're supposed to be rich here on earth. But St. Paul clearly tells us that if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are most miserable of all men. Means we are more pitiable. Meaning it would be shameful for me to hold on to Jesus Christ in order to have prosperity here on earth. And the Lord Jesus Christ clearly teaches us the same thing, that it is wrong to focus or to put my hope on earthly riches. What happens if I focus on earthly riches? I will probably get earthly riches, but I'd be cheating myself because the earthly riches would only benefit me for the short time that I spend here on earth. And of course, if I instead focus on heavenly treasures, heavenly riches, I would, by the grace of God, attain heavenly riches. And I would get to enjoy the heavenly riches forever. Not only that, but here on earth, I would still enjoy the heavenly riches from now, and they would follow me into eternal life. And that's what we call a heavenly life that starts while we are here on earth. That's why the Lord commands us as his children to store up the treasures in heaven where they will not be destroyed, corrupted, or stolen. And the Lord reminds us that where your treasure is, that's where your heart is also. Meaning, if I put all my effort spent on gathering earthly treasures, my mind is focused there, my energy is focused there, and my heart is focused there. But if I lift up my eyes from the dust of this temporary earth and focus on gathering heavenly treasures, then my mind is focused on heaven, my energy is focused on heaven, and my heart is focused on him who is in heaven and on being with him in heaven forever. So that's the first point about treasures. The second point is about petitions. Petitions are things we ask for. Now, we all know our God is an awesome God, very powerful, very wealthy, very generous. And he's not just our God, but he adopted us to be his children and taught us to call him our Father. So knowing all this, what kind of petitions or requests do we ask of him in our prayers. If I go to him, knowing that he's very generous, and ask him for bread, he'll give me bread. If I ask him for water, give me water. If I ask him for clothing, I'll get clothing. But if that's all I keep going to him and just ask for bread and water and clothing, then I miss the point. Because of course he is able and willing and always does give me enough bread and water and clothing. And he gives this to everyone. And he gives this to me without asking. But he wants to give me much more than that. And he wants me to ask for much more than that. So what does he want to give me? More than I could possibly imagine or dream of. And he wants to give me a gift that lasts forever. He wants to give me eternal or everlasting joy, happiness, glory, eternal life. He wants to give us that, and he wants us to ask for that for the kingdom of heaven. He wants us to be with him and enjoy his blessings forever, not just here while we're spending a short period of time on earth. So if I spend my prayers still asking for earthly food, drink, and clothing, no problem. I can have all the food, drink, and clothing I want, but like I said, I missed the point. Because all the earthly food, drink, and clothing will only benefit me for a short period of time here on earth. That's why the Lord said there's no point in laying up the treasures here on earth to get more food, more clothing, more drink, more earthly comfort, because it will not last. It will end, it will stop. Life here will end. My life here is just temporary. I'm only here on a journey to somewhere that's more important, more precious, and everlasting, the life to come. We know our God is an awesome God, very wealthy, very generous, and he wants to give us his wealth, his inheritance, his possessions. And it's silly of me to go to him and instead ask him for $5 or $50 or $100,000 of earthly riches. You know what? It's not just silly of me to ask him for that. It offends him. It makes him sad when I focus all my energy asking the King of Kings and Lord of Lords for these temporary earthly riches. It makes him sad. It makes him disappointed. Because after all that he has done and gone to prepare a place for me, my King wants me to be with him in his eternal kingdom. And when I instead just keep focusing on something temporary that's not lasting, it's inappropriate. So he does want me to focus on the incorruptible instead of the corruptible, on the eternal, everlasting instead of the temporary or the temporal, on the heavenly instead of on the earthly. So we need to ask for the heavenly, and when we ask for the heavenly, we get the earthly bundled in for free. We need to ask for what? The heavenly means we need to ask for forgiveness, for salvation, for purity, for the ability to forgive, and for his kingdom. And who do we ask? Of course, we ask our loving master. So the first point was about treasure, and this second point was about petitions or what we ask for in our prayers. And there's a wonderful prayer in the Old Testament, which was hidden amongst in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 4, that's known as the prayer of Jabez. And I'll read you the prayer from the Bible. And as you know, in Lent, we often read from the Old Testament. It's wonderful to find the treasures hidden in the Old Testament. But listen to Jabez's prayer. 1 Chronicles, it's talking in chapter 4 about the family of Judah. And then all of a sudden, in verse 9, it flips over for two short verses and talks about this man named Jabez and says, "Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, 'I bore him in pain.'" So I think based on that, we can all be called Jabez because our mothers gave birth to all of us. "And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying," here's his prayer, "Oh, that you may bless me indeed," okay, "and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. Now it's a wonderful short prayer, and God listened to him as he does with our prayers. Now some take this prayer out of context and focus it again just on earthly. In fact, some have written a whole book about this, the prayer of Jabez, and in it they say if you pray this prayer every day the following you will get this riches and this riches. But God does not work that way with us. He's not mechanical. The prayer of Jabez has deep spiritual meaning. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory doesn't mean give me a bigger house. Enlarge the territory of my heart to accept your word and to forgive those who hurt me. Enlarge my territory in the spiritual sense, that your hand would be with me in the spiritual sense, and you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. That I may not cause pain to myself or to those around me. So that's the prayer of Jabez. The third point we want to talk about quickly, we said when we pray, we're going to ask our master, so who is my master? The Lord says, I can't serve two masters. If I'm overly focused on earthly riches, earthly comfort, earthly pleasures and possessions, then my heart will naturally serve an earthly master, and I am in danger of being enslaved or a slave to money. Slave to money means I'm worshiping money. Now, it doesn't mean that I literally put the dollar bill and I'm bowing down and doing matanyas in front of money, but it means that I'm putting my trust in money. Someone is a slave to money, the money is controlling him. And we cannot serve both God and money. We have to choose. If God's our master, God's our Lord, God's in our Father, and it is in God whom we trust. For God provides for us. He provides for us here on earth, and he's providing for us in a new life to come. In fact, he has gone now to prepare everything and is hoping that when he comes, we will be ready to follow him into his eternal kingdom. He went to prepare everything for each one of us individually so that we can all have eternal happiness and treasures and joy and glory. More than we can possibly imagine, much more than we can dream of, and that's what he wants us to enjoy with him forever. Now, if the Lord sees that giving me riches here on earth will lead me away from him so that I lose this inheritance that is to come, then naturally, as a caring, as a loving father, he will limit my riches here so that the riches do not cause me to lose the real riches in the life to come. And then sometimes I'm a little bit silly and I still insist and want the earthly riches. And when my Lord lovingly restricts me from gaining too much riches here on earth for my own safety, what do? Sometimes I say, fine, Lord, you don't want to give me the earthly riches, I'll go somewhere else to get the riches that I want here on earth. If that's what you want, earthly riches, be sure you can get earthly riches. But I need to take care, because if I'm going to the prince of this world, if I go to the devil to get my earthly riches, the evil one can give you earthly riches, but it doesn't come for free. The evil one would gladly give me shortcuts and give me all kinds of riches, from lying to cheating and other non-gainly ways to gain materialistic or earthly riches, but the evil one is not giving it for free. The evil one can give me useless things because he wants to take away from me my most precious possession, my soul, which the Lord has prepared to be with God forever in heaven. And on the contrary, our God is an awesome God. He is actually willing to take away some useless things from me, from my life here, so that I can hold on to what's most precious, my ticket to get into heaven, eternal life with him. God does give me what I need here on earth, and he does give earthly riches, but we must keep the earthly riches in their proper place, which is under our feet. If he gives me riches here, I thank him and keep the riches under my feet, and keep the Lord in my heart. I can't put the money that he gave me or that I got into my heart. Money doesn't belong there. Sometimes we mix things up and flip the scales, and we want to actually put God under our feet. Instead of treating him as our master, we sometimes put the money in our heart, worship the money, and treat God as if he's a tool to give me whatever I want. Instead, of course, we need to use the money and the riches for his glory. And that's how we would practically store up treasures for us in heaven. So we need to keep God in our heart and use the money that he gives us as a tool to help out his family, his poor, the suffering, those in need. And it's not just money. The Lord blesses us with wealth, with health, with success, with time, and with strength. And we need to use all those to do good and to store up treasures in heaven. If he chooses to give me success and riches here, I use it for his glory. I lay up treasures with him in heaven. What if he chooses to give me poverty? Then I trust him that he knows what's best for me, and I trust that this suffering will only last temporarily a short period of time. As St. Paul says, for our light affliction, he's talking about our life here, no matter how difficult. And you know St. Paul's life was not easy, but he says, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us what? Is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Light affliction, far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. Affliction here is not heavy. The glory there is weight of glory, means full of glory. Finally, if I know that my God is an awesome God, caring God, loving God, cares for me, knows everything I need before I ask, before even I realize that I need it or need to ask for it, if I know all that, he also gave a command not to worry. Because if I worry too much about my life here on earth, I'm telling him that I don't trust him. And any of us parents know that one of the most hurtful things is when your child does not trust you. And it is very hurtful to our Lord when, after all he has done for us and continues to do for us, that we as his children worry. Or we as his children take matters into our own hands. There's no need to worry. He loves you, cares for you, trust him. So we said about the treasures, there's two types of treasures. The Lord wants us to focus on the heavenly treasures, not the earthly treasures. Similarly, we said about our petitions or our prayers. If we're focusing on the heavenly, then our prayers can be also, or should be, and need to be also focused on the heavenly. And of course, we only have one master, our heavenly master. So we do not worship an earthly master. So we need to put our trust in our heavenly Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, who cares for us. We need to put our treasure in heaven by doing good and charitable deeds. We need to keep our money under our feet where it belongs. Keep the money and the worries out of our heart. Keep the Lord alone in our heart. We are his children. And even if a mother could forget her children, yet the Lord says, I will not forget you. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Oh, shine. Jesus.